What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, we're going to be visiting Singapore. Now, I've got two articles that I'm going to cut down for time. However, the focus is going to be how Singapore and other countries handle business when it comes to those who break the law. Now, the first article was published on the 28th of July. Singapore executes first woman in 19 years for trafficking heroin in the nation's second drug-related hanging this week. Sari Dewi Jamani, 45, was sentenced to death in 2018 for trafficking enough of the narcotic to fuel the addiction of about, quote unquote, 370 abusers, the Central Narcotics Bureau of Singapore said. Anyone caught with more than 15 grams of heroin is automatically given the death penalty, the Bureau said. Wow! You see, in other countries, they do not fuck around when it comes to drug dealers. Go back in time, that former Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, what did he do when he first took office? He said on international TV, drug dealers, he told his police force, shoot to kill. Yeah. Unlike over here in America, we have a major drug problem, but unfortunately, drug dealing has been made cool, especially within the American black population. Oh, yeah. And who do they use to make drug dealing seem cool? The media, rap music, and dumbass women. That's right. Oh, I'm going to have a great conversation on this later down the line. But let's get back to Singapore. Jamani was found with 6 packets and 7 straws of pure heroin in 2018. The CNB said. Anti-death penalty activist who said another execution is slated for next week fought Jamani's hanging, saying capital punishment does not deter crime. Oh, I beg to differ. Why? Because think about it. The person who committed the crime, who was convicted by law, guess what? When they're executed, they will never commit another crime again. So yes, the death penalty actually is a crime deterrent. However, CNB said her penalty was quote unquote accorded full due process under the law. There you go. There you go. And she was represented by legal counsel throughout the process. So they're saying, yes, we afforded her all of the legal rights that she was required to have throughout the process. Singapore authorities say there is a deterrent effect, citing studies that traffickers carry amounts below the threshold that would bring a death penalty. So, Brittany Griner, she's lucky that Russia actually wanted to exchange somebody for her. However, if she would have done this in Singapore, yeah, odds are she would have definitely ended up on the end of a rope. It is what it is. So I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 10. This woman fucked around, tried to be a drug runner, and she found out that Singapore does not play. Now, the second article is an article that caused massive international outcry when it went down. And that article that I'm going to share with you is the caning of Michael Fay. In 1994, Singaporean authorities sentenced American teenager Michael Fay to be lashed 6 times with a cane for violating the Vandalism Act. This caused a temporary strain in relations between Singapore and the U.S. Now, I had just joined the Navy in 93, got to my first duty station in Japan. This was such a massive international incident that it got included into our port brief every time we went to Singapore. But yeah, gentlemen, we were told, do not break any laws in other countries. If you do, guess what? You're going to be left behind. Yeah, it was that big of an event. Fay was arrested for stealing road signs and vandalizing 18 cars over a 10-day period in September of 1993. Fay pled guilty, but he later claimed he was advised that such a plea would preclude the caning and that his confession was false, that he never vandalized any cars, and that the only crime he committed was stealing road signs. Well, if you stole the road signs, guess what? Odds are you did vandalize the cars. Although caning is a routine court sentence in Singapore, Fay's sentence garnered controversy and was widely covered in the media in the United States, as it was believed to be the first judicial corporal punishment involving an American citizen. The number of cane strikes in Fay's sentence was ultimately reduced from 6 to 4 after the United States officials requested clemency, and the sentence was carried out on May 5th, 1994. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. But yeah, like I stated, this was a major international incident. But if you read further down, you come to find out that Fay was actually a dumbass all along. He had gotten arrested for a number of things later on in life. But this is going to be a lesson for a lot of you Americans, particularly you American women, particularly the American black woman. Other countries are not having the quote-unquote American attitude be present in their country. No, 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 no. When you go to other countries, you better be on your best damn behavior. Like, what was that woman, Sukihana, over in London, talking about she wanted to get her coochie scratched? Importation of ratchet behavior is something that other countries will not tolerate. Oh, no, 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 no. Like the woman over in Dubai. Guess what? She still cannot leave the country. And guess what? Things might not end well for her. Then you have the one woman over in Bulgaria who ended up getting chased throughout a train. Why? Because the train conductors told her that she had to sit in the back with her dog. Come to find out, she had a huge-ass German Shepherd. But guess what? She decided, I'm going to do what I want to do. Like the woman in Italy who was told, do not bring food into the hotel. She said it on her own video. When someone tells me I can't do something, I'm going to do that thing. Ladies, the American attitude that you've been allowed to get away with over here does not transfer to other countries. Just like Michael Faye found out. Oh, I'm an American. You can't do anything to me. Wrong. Singapore wore his ass out, literally. Even back then, I've seen sailors end up in foreign jails. Why? Because they fucked around with their American attitude and found out that it does not transfer overseas. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And to the Americans who think that you're going to go abroad and spread the quote unquote ugly American attitude, you better damn sure get yourself in line, because believe you me, these foreign countries, you fuck around and find out, guess what? They do not play when it comes to criminal behavior. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Far too many Americans have found out the hard way. And to you Black American women, you really need to understand the power you think you have over here in America, that American society has allowed you to believe you have, has definitely gone out in foreign countries, as far too many Black women have found out. Feminism and the idea that all men around the world are going to be chivalrous and going to defer to you, that has gone out right along with it. Because far too many women, Black women in particular, have fucked around in other countries and found out that the men over there will not tolerate their bullshit, and they're being handled accordingly. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.